First name that I call, let it be Jesus. My song inside the storm, I'll never need another. For me to live is Christ. For me to live is Christ. God, I praise your name above everything. Let it be, let it be, Jesus. Let it be. From the rising of the sun, let it be Jesus. And always said and done, I'll never need another. Jesus, there's no other.
I was reading from Genesis the other day, and it was about Jacob and Esau. You know how Jacob, he deceived his father Isaac and took all the blessings. And when Esau came to know, he was so angry. He was so much angry that he wanted to kill his brother, Jacob. And Jacob fled from that place, and for 20 years he was away. And in a land where he got married, he had children, and again he goes back to his hometown, to his father, and on the way he fears his brother Esau. And Jacob is fearful at this moment, and you know, he just prays, God, I fear my brother Esau because I think that he will kill me. And Jacob sends his messengers with presents ahead of him, you know, with camels and flocks and everything. And messengers come back to Jacob once again, and they say that your brother is coming with multitude, with his army. And Jacob fears again. And he's in a position of fear. But I want to say, God says, do not be afraid, Jacob. I have chosen you. And I also want to tell you, if any of you are fearing, if there's anyone here who's fearing for your family, that they are in threat or under something, that something worse will happen to them, I would say that do not fear. God is with you like he was with Jacob. Do not be afraid. Even if you're surrounded by army, you know, they will flee away from you in seven directions.
He's a good father. Yes?
I've heard thousand stories of what they think you're like. I've heard tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone.
I am.
You know, Austin shared about Jacob this morning, and that's amazing. That's the message for this morning. We'll be coming to it later on. But just to say that when Jacob left Canaan, when he left his parent, Isaac and Rebekah, he had nothing but the shirt on his back. Okay, he had nothing. He left his parents and he went to get a wife. Okay, and he was running away from his brother. But in Genesis 30, okay, we see after 20 years, what was the state of Jacob. It says there, thus the man increased greatly and had large flocks, female servants and male servants, camels and donkeys. Wow. He had just a shirt on his back. I don't know if he had shirts in those days, but whatever he wore. But when he, 20 years later, now how did that happen? Because what he did was he was following in the purposes of God. He didn't go there to make money. Okay, he obeyed his parents. His mom said, go there and get a wife from your uncle's home. Okay, and we'll come to that in the word, where all the promises of God were tied in Jacob getting the right wife. Okay, so he wasn't pursuing wealth. He was pursuing, in this case, the wife to get hold of the promises of God. He went through lots of struggles, but he got both the promises of God and the prosperity. And I feel this is God's word for one or more people this morning. Okay? Seek and chase after the promises of God. That's what we need to chase after. Prosperity will follow. Don't chase after prosperity. See, what does God want? What is God's will for my life? Those promises are important. He will take care of you. Amen. Thank you, Austin, for sharing that.
Thank you for the cross, the mighty cross, that God himself would die for such as us. And every day we're changed into your image more and more. It's by the cross we've truly been.
surrender. I bless your name.